Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
Ever and ever. Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight just by listening.
Arriba y arriba. I like that song.
Well, you're getting into it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've got my maracas going here, baby.
Okay.
This segment is Chillin' at Chilo's.
The hustle and bustle of the holidays is done, and we are left with nothing to do.
Oh, woe is me.
The Midwest has plunged into the dull, gray, deep freeze of winter.
Oh, I hate winter.
But on the plus side, we don't have to see our relatives for another year.
Yay!
We love you guys. You
know, we do. Mm-hmm. We're just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
See you next year. On the minus side, Nance and I are together in a 1,200 square foot home with nothing to do, and it's starting to turn ugly. We finally ran out of holiday leftovers, some of which turned blue and fuzzy, but, you know, that happens. So we decided to spice up our winter doldrums with some Mexican food.
Yeah, I mean, spice up our life, baby.
We bundled up in our finest Arctic gear, jumped into the mini-mobile, and headed off to Chilo's Mexican Grill in Crystal Lake.
To add to our enjoyment, the heater in the mini-mobile decided it was too cold to work, so we relied on the heated seats, a.k.a. the bun warmers, to prevent frostbite. You don't want frostbite on your little tushy.
No, that's not good. No.
Instead of being cooped up in our small but warm house, we were now cooped up in a small car with no heat. Any minute now, this will turn into a crime scene. I don't like the cold.
Well, we're driving along. The heat's not working. Why isn't the heat working? I don't know, Margot.
I can't help it, Todd. Luckily, we pulled up to the restaurant just in time.
Walking in, we saw a bar, six tables, eight booths, and to our delight, a roaring fireplace right in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh, God, was it nice.
Thank goodness.
I saw it. I'm like, I hope she puts us there.
The hostess/waitress told us we can sit anywhere we liked, so Nancy chose a table for two right next to the fireplace where we proceeded to thaw out.
There was this big puddle all around our table.
Oh, that was so, it felt so good.
Oh, it though. Did.
Oh, it really
it
did.
It did. Oh. It was cold day. I mean, really, I mean, you could take some winter days and with no heat on and just bun warmers, but it was a cold, cold day.
Yeah, this was cold.
And extremely cold.
How cold was it?
It was so cold, I had an icicle hanging from my nostril. That's how cold it was. The waitress brought to our table our drinks and a basket of tortilla chips and salsa to munch on, and containers of red and green hot sauce to make our salsa even hotter if you wanted.
You got to.
I did.
You got to.
Whoa. That red stuff was really hot.
It was the red stuff that was hotter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We snacked on these while we were defrosting, and it was defrosting our insides, too.
Yeah.
And checking out their huge menu, and I mean huge.
It's really big. Pages and pages. Nancy usually orders either the chimichanga or chili rellenos at every Mexican restaurant we go to.
I don't know why, but those are my two favorites.
Well,
I like fajitas too, shrimp.
Yeah, but you're not too adventuresome. Usually if you find something you like in a Mexican restaurant, that's all you ever order. And then you leave it to me to once in a while get a clinker, but once in a while you get a good one too. You know, try something new, and they say, oh yeah, I'm going to get that next time. But 9 out of 10 times you don't.
You're
like
that.
You're like that in Chinese restaurants, Mexican restaurants.
I can't help it. I like what I like. My tummy knows what it likes, and so I give it what it likes, and only that.
Words of wisdom from Nancy.
Exactly.
Anyway, today she felt particularly wild and crazy.
See? See?
So you did go crazy today. She proceeded to order the number 4 combination plate, which was 1 tostada, 1 chile relleno, and 1 cheese quesadilla. So she kind of went out on a limb.
Right.
Yeah.
For $13.95.
Yes.
I should have stuck with the chile rellenos.
You get your choice of meat with your tostada, and she chose steak. This meal is served with rice and beans, but Nancy has a strict no refried bean policy.
Yep.
So she asked for extra rice.
I did.
She particularly enjoyed the chile relleno since the sauce had a little kick to it.
It did.
Yep.
It was good. And I'll never venture off into combinations unless they have a chimichanga and a chile relleno.
Which means you basically order the same thing.
Of course. Jim in his ute.
My ute?
Your ute. Always chased skirts.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you chased me with my short skirts I was working.
That was the 70s, early 70s.
So when he saw a skirt steak on the menu, he went after it. He ordered the bistec, oxacaca, for 19.
When you speak French, you drive me wild.
Wait.
Moron.
What?
Mexican.
Say that
or
again.
Spanish, whatever you want to say.
What was it called?
Bistec Oaxaca. Or Oaxaca. Oaxaca. I don't know. 1995.
Oaxaca?
I'm not good with languages. You know that. See, I told you we should not have let me read this paragraph.
Could it possibly be the Oaxaca?
No, there's no W, you moron.
It's
O-A-X-A-C-A.
Oaxaca, Mexico is a place in Mexico.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. And it's not Oaxaca.
I don't know. I'm not good. You know that with my languages.
Tell them what it was, Stookie.
This was a marinated skirt steak topped with chihuahua, woof, woof, cheese, and chipotle sauce. Served with refried beans, Spanish rice, and tortillas. The steak was tender and the sauce was very tasty, but be careful, he said. It was hot because it registered about a 7 on your sweathead meter.
And I really didn't put anything on top of it to make it hotter.
Oh, so see.
It had a kick to it.
Yeah,
but that
and
was
I
good.
Tasted it, and it was good. I never eat skirt steak, but it's good.
Sitting by the fireplace, having some spicy Mexican food.
Oh.
Have some oaxacaca.
Shut up. You need that warm inside as much as you need it for the outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing we went Mexican that day.
As if my wife wasn't sweet enough, we decided to top off our spicy meal with a sweet treat.
Why,
just
thank
like
you, my love.
Yeah.
I won't call you a moron anymore today.
We'll take a trip to Oaxaca.
Okay, now you're being a moron again.
We ordered the 4 churros for 3 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were served hot and sprinkled with cinnamon sugar and dollops of whipped cream.
Ooh, that.
They were so good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, they were really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't greasy and... they were especially tasty when you dip them in the whipped cream.
Yeah, sometimes you get them chocolate drizzled and caramel drizzled.
Uh-huh.
But the whipped cream was something different, and
that
I liked it. It tasted yummy. For your information, the restaurant is handicap accessible, but there is a small curb from the parking lot to the restaurant, so you know.
Uh-huh.
I got up it, and I'm pretty bad on curbs.
Okay.
The
cost for our Arctic adventure was $46.47. Fixing in Money Mobile's heat and a new battery, $1,600.
Ouch.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, andale, andale, arriba, arriba, yeehaw, yeehaw.
Well, we were just lucky that the battery went out when it was at the dealership.
I know. They kept it overnight. They left it outside. And when they wanted to bring it in, yeah. It's dead. Oops. We get the phone call the next day.
Oh, your
you're
going to
need
dead.
A battery, too. Yeah. And I'm like, whew.
At least it was there.
Yeah, but...
And yeah. A price for $1,600 for a...
And I had a $125 coupon off on work. Ooh. Over there.
I mean, for a heater motor and a battery? Boy, that was a deal.
That hurt. Let me tell you.
And the parts were imported from Oaxaca.
No. So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
This is now one of my favorite Mexican restaurants. I really like it.
It has
really good flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But watch out for that red sauce. Ooh.
That hot sauce.
Yeah, the red stuff. That'll get to you.
Yeah, that will.
What's your take, Toots?
Their rice had a hint of garlic, which made this my favorite Spanish rice of all time. Because I always say no refried beans, extra rice. So now I get good extra rice over here because I like it.
It was close to your Spanish rice that you make, Mexican rice, but I think yours is better.
Oh, yeah, mine's
still better.
It's still mine better, but this is really good.
Yes. Give them the particulars. Poopsie.
Okay, Chilo's Mexican Grill, 282 West Virginia Street, Crystal Lake, 60014. Phone number is 815-893-4487. No website is available. Directions, take Route 47 North to Route 176 East to Virginia Street. Turn right to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 24 minutes.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. 101.5 on your FM listening dial. We put you in WHRU.
We do.
Even though you're last. I just said the
shame
U with the WHRU. The U is last.
Oh, okay.
So our motto is we put you last.
Oh. Uh-huh. So my love.
Yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
We just got a letter, we just got a letter, we just got a letter, wonder who it's from.
We just got one right now?
Just as we speak.
It came through the mail slot?
Just got a letter. Yeah, the mailman just threw it at us through the door.
Wow.
Anywho, we got a letter from our buddy Daria.
Oh.
Yeah, she was our intern here.
Yeah.
I miss her over here. She was a good intern. Did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And she worked at Portillo's, and she brought over all the stale chocolate cake.
That's what we loved. Oh, God. I miss that.
I miss Daria.
I miss the cake.
Anyway, we got a letter from her, and one of the things she said was she recommended Three Berry Cafe in Crystal Lake. It's a breakfast, lunch type place. So I'm always looking for a good breakfast place. So we got to check that out.
We will.
Yeah, so our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
In our studio right now is the Iron Chef of Huntley, Nancy.
Wow.
And she is about to share some of her Iron Chef secrets.
Iron Chef? Really?
Yes, yes.
I've never been on the show. I never saw the show.
Well, you're one of them. You're
okay.
Iron Chef you're one of them.
Okay,
Trust me. And you're going to give a lot of Iron Chef secrets because you stole them from all these Iron Chefs. But, yeah, so there's a lot
and
of
and the internet won't lie to you.
No, if it's on the internet, it's true.
Exactly.
So here is our own Iron Chef, Nancy. Take it away, Nancy.
Thank you. Do you want to know how to keep cookies soft?
Sure.
To keep them soft and other baked goods soft after baking, add a slice of store-bought white bread to an airtight container. Your cakes, cookies, and muffins will keep their day one softness.
Really?
Friends and family will think they're fresh. Try this trick with your big and buttery chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Uh-huh. Next one is, use your oven as a proofing drawer.
A what?
A proofing drawer.
What's that?
Sometimes the kitchen is just too cold to get a good proof on homemade bread. When you put yeast in bread, you have to have it rise.
Oh, okay.
So if you pop the dough in the oven, don't turn it on. Instead, place a pan of simmering water below your dough and shut the door. The warmth and humidity from the hot water will help you get the lift you need.
Now, that's a good idea.
I never knew that. Wow. I threw it in my oven because I had to keep it away from drafts. But I never put water in there, and I keep checking it to see if it's rising. So that might speed it up a little, too. My next one is freeze single-serving sauces. Like, I love pesto, and I make too much of it. This is the way you should do it to keep it fresh. Put them in ice cube trays and freeze them, and then pop them out whenever you need pesto for your recipe, even tomato sauce. If you have too much, like tomato paste, I always use just a tablespoon of tomato paste in my sauce.
Now, that's a good idea.
And I throw the whole can out, which isn't a big one, but it's still wasting sauce. Oh. Just throw it in ice cube tray. You can even, once they're done freezing, pop them out, throw them in a baggie and mark it what it is. And then you'll have these. Wow. I mean, there's so many things, like honey butter.
Well, I love honey butter.
For corn muffins. Mm-hmm. Just make them, pop them in the ice cube tray. Then you'll have like single, because we eat a lot of butter. It'll make it perfect.
How about that?
And thaw out in your refrigerator for like 2 hours before and you've got it. Next one is soften butter. If you forgot to take it out of your refrigerator, don't you hate it when you forget to take the butter out to make your favorite recipe and it calls for softened butter?
Oh.
If you forget to bring the butter up to room temp in advance, it's okay. You can soften butter quickly. The easiest way is to cut butter into cubes and let it sit on the counter for about 20 minutes. The smaller pieces will soften up faster than a whole stick.
Uh-huh.
So,
good idea.
Cut them up into small little pieces. I usually put them in the microwave and I'm trying to get them to soften and then they start melting on me. And I don't need melting, I need softened.
And then it starts to boil and goes all over the place.
Goes all over. Okay, my next one is chill wine super fast.
Okay.
Fact, no one likes lukewarm bubbly. Find a tall pitcher, like a Kool-Aid pitcher water pitcher. Mm-hmm. Find a tall pitcher about the height of your wine bottle and get cooling. Immerse the bottle in ice water with a small handful of salt and turn every few minutes or so. Your booze will chill in 20 minutes or less.
That's a good one.
It is, especially if you forgot to refrigerate it and you're going to somebody's house. Just tell them, here, and get a bucket, bucket, pitcher, anything.
Oh, yeah, because the salt, that's the whole trick to it. Yeah. Oh.
Keeps it cold.
Uh-huh.
Get golden brown air fryer food.
Okay.
I have an air fryer, and I'm going to do this. We love air fryers for giving us the crispy fried texture we love without the extra grease. However, air fryers don't always produce the golden hue we crave. You can fix that, though. The secret to that perfect golden color is giving your foods a quick spritz of cooking spray before popping them into the air fryer basket. That very light coating of oil is all you'll need.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that.
I know. I'm going to try it.
That is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I should have tried it before I read this, but these are from Iron Chef, so they should
they
know.
They must know, yeah.
Keep ice cream cool.
Okay.
Bubble wrap is a powerful insulator. While on the road, keep your chunky monkey from melting by wrapping the pint in bubble wrap. It'll stay firm for hours. So if you're going to somebody's house and you're bringing ice cream with a cake or something and you want to keep it cold, just bubble wrap it up.
Yeah, because air is a very good insulator. Another amazing hint. From the iron.
So air is a good insulator,
yes,
huh?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Oh, but you can't pop the bubble pop.
No, you can't. You got to leave them.
Okay.
Then after you're done with the ice cream, then you can pop them.
Oh, okay.
That'll be your treat.
Okay.
make frozen rolls seem like they're homemade, you know, so that people think you put a lot of time into it.
Okay.
Elevate your bread basket by adding a little extra something to frozen rolls. Thaw, then brush tops with egg wash and dip into your choice of seasoning blends, seeds, or cheeses. Be as gentle or generous as you'd like. Bake according to the recipe or package direction.
Now that's a good idea.
Isn't it? Because then you can cheat.
Wow.
And say, I made these.
You know, all these Iron Chefs think that they're the greatest. They're just cheats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get eggs to room temp fast.
Okay.
When baking, it's important to use room temperature ingredients unless otherwise specified. If you forget to take your eggs out of the fridge in time, don't worry. Just place them in a bowl of warm water for a few minutes. And you'll have them. You want to stop cheese from sticking when you're grating?
Oh, yeah.
Grated cheese really makes a difference, but it can be a pain to prep. For easy cleanup, use a quick spritz of cooking spray on your cheese grater to keep the cheese from sticking, and you'll never go back to pre-shredded cheese again, because I don't like pre-shredded cheese.
They put a coating on them so it doesn't stick.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is.
I like regular cheese.
Oh.
This way, it's not so hard to clean up.
Wow.
You want to get more juice out of your lemons and limes?
Sure.
Next time you need fresh lemon juice, maybe for lemon-flavored recipes, I don't know, or for lemonade, try this restaurant tip. Microwave a lemon for 7 to 10 seconds. Then roll the lemon back and forth under your palm on the counter. When you squeeze, you'll get more juice from the lemon this way and less effort. Limes also.
How about that?
Uh-huh. You know how to quickly hull a strawberry?
Nope.
Okay.
Tell us.
I will tell you. This is so easy. What you got to do is insert a drinking straw or stainless steel reusable straw. That would be really nice. Into the tip of the berry on the bottom.
Yeah.
And push it through to the other end to quickly remove the stem.
Wow.
You'll find this tip handy when making fresh strawberry pie or whatever, or, you know, anything. I mean,
wow.
Strawberry smoothies.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Give butter an upgrade. What's the best thing since sliced bread? Flavored butter. Making it at home is as easy as adding lemon juice and herbs to a softened stick of butter.
Wow.
Okay. Want to get really nifty? Mold the flavored butter into a log shape by laying the softened butter on a square of parchment and shaping using a ruler as a guiding tool. Twist ends to seal and freeze to use when you need it.
That's a good idea.
Uh-huh. You can have lemon tarragon butter. You can have honey butter.
I love honey butter.
Cinnamon honey butter.
Ooh.
Okay. Here's another. Add a carrot. Carrots take away the acidity in tomato sauce by adding subtle sweetness to it. If you find your sauce has gotten too acidic, peel a whole carrot, simmer it with the sauce, and remove before serving.
I did not know that.
And if you want to cheat with a bottled sauce, you know the bottled sauces are usually acidic, just throw the carrot in when you're warming it up and take it out.
And don't you use another trick, too? I've seen you use it where don't you put a little sugar in the tomato sauce?
Yes, I do.
And you put what, baking soda?
I use a smidge of baking soda,
yeah.
And right when the tomato sauce is done, my gravy, and then you stir it up, and it foams, and it's taking out all the acid.
Wow.
And that's all I've got for this week. Stay tuned. We may have some more of these Iron Chef tips for you.
I've known a secret for the week or two. Nobody knows, just we two.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.